interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
We've done plenty of segments profiling the dangerous animals in Australia, the deadly animals in Australia. And I never really thought about it playing out like this, but hospital staff are pleading with snake bite victims to stop bringing the snakes to the emergency department. We don't need to see the snake to know what kind of treatment to give you. The Queensland Wide Bay region says that in the Bundaberg Hospital, doctors have come face to face with some of the world's most venomous snakes because they get captured by patients believing that help with the identification will help with the treatment. They said in one case earlier this month, at a Bundaberg Hospital north of Brisbane, the doctor was handed a plastic food container that had a small eastern brown snake in it. They said, we honestly don't want people interacting with snakes that any more than they already have. We want people to be able and get seen and assessed as quickly as possible, and having a live snake in the department slows up that process.
Well, I can see why the people would do this.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you want to say, hey, this is the thing
is
that
bit me.
What are we going to...
They said,
But I can see why they wouldn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, one of the brown snakes brought in earlier this month was not very well secured and was trying to get out. They said back in March, a 47-year-old man named Jeremy Brooks died after being bitten multiple times by an eastern brown snake. They say of the 3,000 suspected snake bites across Australia, only 1 to 200 cases need the antivenom, and they don't need the snake to tell what kind of antivenom you need. They say a lot of these bites occur because people interfere with snakes. So if you interfere with them out there, don't bring them in here where we have to interfere with them.
Okay.
So that's the warning they're giving now.
All right. I'll remember that. And the next time I'm bitten by a rabid raccoon, I won't bring that into the emergency room either. The Pottstown Fire Department says, yeah, we're a little embarrassed today, but, you know, this happens. What are we going to do about it? Fire at the Pottstown Fire Department recently. Somehow, one of their fire engines caught on fire inside the firehouse.
Worst place of all.
Yeah, so firefighters were able to get the fire under control. Another unit's did respond to the firehouse. That's got to be pretty embarrassing when you've got other departments coming to your house.
Where did you say the address was?
Yeah.
I know that address.
You're not going to live that one down, but no one was injured there.
Mm. And finally, on a holiday down in Utah, hazmat crews detonated a whole bunch of ancient dynamite that they found in a holiday home near Salt Lake City. The captain said the homeowner called a friend Tuesday afternoon to assist with some ancient dynamite a family had left her or handed her. He said it wasn't anything malicious, just a friend to call and say, hey, I don't know what to do with this stuff. Maybe you can come take a look. So the friend goes over and they look and they said, yeah, we better call the authorities. They ended up evacuating houses in every direction for 1,500 feet. And they said they could not give the exact amount of dynamite found within the home, but, quote, it was a lot. It's pretty impressive in scope. And they went on to say, quote, the information we received is the dynamite was passed down from generation to generation.
Generational dynamite.
So how old it is, we don't exactly know. So when you're passing down dynamite, leave a note or something like that so people know.